This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Big guest list still to come your way. Former Trump ambassador to Israel, dear friend and huge fan of mine, huge fan. Spoke to him yesterday morning. David Friedman will join me coming up at 8:15. Steve Bannon, 8:45. Dove Hykind. Last night I had the honor of giving Dove and his beautiful wife, Shani, a lovely award at a great dinner. The shul in Woodmere, Rabbi Bloomstein's shul, had a dinner last night. We handed out three awards. Dove will join me at 9:15, and Rockland County, Mr. GOP Mike Lawler at 9:35. But I wanted to bring Alan Dershowitz back. He was on Friday, and of course, he was part of that dream team that were able to convince the jury to come back with a not guilty verdict for that lowlife O.J. Simpson. But I want to talk to Dershowitz about a variety of issues. So here he is, the greatest constitutional attorney ever, and my dear friend, Alan Dershowitz. Dersh, good morning, pal. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you? I wish in a couple of hours from now we could watch the actual trial of Donald Trump. I don't know what they're trying to hide from us, why we don't have live television coverage, gavel to gavel, of one of the most important and significant cases in American history. It's a scandal that we're not being able to watch it.
Why do you think it is? I mean, look, from a legal standpoint, and this is where you're the best maybe ever, you all know when I speak to Joseph Tacopino, Arthur Idala, I've got all the greats on this show, everybody has said the same thing. Based on legal merit, this is the most laughable case they've ever seen. So are they aware of that? Are they worried the public is aware of that?
Yeah. I mean, it's the worst case in 60 years of practice and teaching criminal law I've ever seen, and it may very well result in a conviction because you're going to have 12 jurors who voted against Donald Trump, who hate Donald Trump, and who lied to get on the jury. And the questions that are being asked the jurors are absurd. They're being asked, well, if you hate Donald Trump so much, will it influence your verdict in the case? Well, of course it will. And of course they're going to deny it. So what we're not seeing is a total distortion of the American legal system. And when the legal system is distorted this way, we have the right to see it and judge for ourselves, not read about it in the New York Times and hear about it on CNN, who will present a completely distorted view. Do you know that in the O.J. Simpson case, the people who actually watched the trial on television were less surprised at the outcome than the people who read about it in the New York Times and saw it on CNN? Because they missed the major point. They didn't report on the fact that although there was a mountain of evidence, enough to clearly convict him, the police foolishly tampered with one piece of evidence, a sock. Officer Van Atta poured blood on the sock when it was laying flat. We were able to prove that because the blood contained a chemical that's not found in the human body, but that's put in test tubes. So, and it also, the blood splatter showed that the blood was put on the sock when it was lying flat. The Times hardly reported that, but the people who saw it said, oh, my God, if one piece of evidence was tampered with that way, can we trust the rest of the evidence? That's why the jury acquitted. The jury didn't find him innocent. The jury found that the prosecution had failed to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt by legitimate and admissible evidence. So people should be able to watch the justice system or the injustice system at work instead of reading them. At the end of the day, CNN is going to report this is a strong case. The Times is going to report this was a strong case. You and I know, and the people would know if they were able to watch it, this is an incredibly weak, politically driven case.
not only a weak politically driven case, but confusing for lay people like me, because watching people like you talking about how this is really a state case that's turned into a federal case, maybe it's the other way around. I want to put you on hold, Alan, and if you can, explain to my audience how what looked like either state or federal charges ended up going the other way, just so Alvin Bragg can build a case. We'll come right back with the great attorney Alan Dershowitz on Trump trial day here in New York. Plus, Israel gets attacked, and yes, who will get OJ's estate? All that and more with the great Alan Dershowitz. We'll be right back.
'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. 5% appear too small. Be thankful I don't take it all. The tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Oi! This is Sit and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
La 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 la. Sha la la la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la la.
The Ramones here, Louie telling me that Joey Ramone, you know, I met Joey Ramone once in Brooklyn at Lamore's. Lamore's was a big time rock and roll place. I guess it was, you know, Brooklyn's version of CBGB's. I don't know. But I met Joey Ramone there once.
You were at Lamore. Wow. Lamore.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at Lamore. He died today. It was his birthday today. What's.
Died. He was 2001.
So he did die on this day.
49. He was 49.
He was 49.
Jeez. He had lymphatic cancer, if I remember.
Ay, ay, ay. Terrible. Terrible. All right, let's get back to Alan Dershowitz. You know, Alan. Folks out there who don't follow the law closely, they know that President Trump is on trial. Everybody I surround myself with is disgusted by it because those are my friends. But they can't figure out if this is federal, if this is state. They don't pay that much attention. Can you explain to these people how these charges were brought in the first place and how somehow Alvin Bragg find a way to make it work for him?
Yeah, as a lawyer with 60 years of experience, I'm as confused as the average person because there's no basis for the case. Here, there's a state misdemeanor that says that if you pay hush money the way Alexander Hamilton paid hush money back in the day, you have to report it on your corporate forms. And if you don't, if it's a misdemeanor. But if the reason you didn't report it on your corporate forms is to break another law, a federal law in this case, then it becomes a felony. Here's the problem. The federal government decided that there was no breach of federal law. They didn't prosecute. So the state decided to prosecute for a federal crime, essentially, that the feds didn't want to prosecute, over which they have absolutely no jurisdiction. So the federal law that they claim he was trying to evade is campaign laws, regulating money that can be spent. Now, if the purpose, the only purpose that he didn't disclose the hush money was to help his election, which is absurd. He had already been accused of all kinds of sexual shenanigans, obviously, the tape about if you touch people, et cetera. The reason he did it is he wanted to protect his wife, his family, his, you know, his business. That wouldn't be a federal crime. And so the government has to prove so many things that in a normal course of events, they could never prove. And they have to do it through Cohen, who's probably the most unreliable witness in modern times.
Yeah.
So when you combine all those facts together, this is a case that no responsible prosecutor would ever have brought. In fact, Bragg's decided not to bring it originally, and then his radical hard left anti-Trump people in the office had a little revolt, and they said, oh, you better bring this case. You promised to get Trump, even though it's a weak case. Bring this case. And so on entirely political election interference grounds, he decides to bring this case. And we have a right to know that and to make sure that people like Bragg are never elected as district attorneys again. But he's trying to hide it by preventing it from being on television.
Alan Dershowitz making some great points. President Trump will be in court this morning. Now, he's going to get convicted because there's no way in a million years with jury selection beginning today, he'll get a fair trial in New York. The judge is already in the bag, this Mershon clown. So he's not going to get a fair trial. He's going to get convicted. Now, what we hear is the penalty could be anything from, obviously, probation to a four-year stay in jail. Me personally, again, just a layman, not an attorney, I don't see Trump spending one day in jail. What will happen is now Joe Biden will have a bullet in his gun when he debates Trump, when he's talking about Trump. He can say, ha ha, he's a convicted felon, which is not a good thing. That's a bad thing, but that's about as bad as I see it getting for President Trump. What about you?
No, I agree with that, and that's the purpose. You know, the judge may become a wise guy, and in order to become famous in history, he may say, look, I'm going to give you 30 days in prison or a week in prison or a day in prison just so that he can say, I put Donald Trump in prison. I don't think he's going to do that. I think the purpose of this thing is to influence the election. And the polls do show that a lot of independent voters say if he's convicted of a felony, they have no idea that this is a fake felony. It's a made up crime. If he's convicted of a felony, that might influence my decision to vote for him, whether it would or not. Come November, we don't really know. And this is probably, not certainly, but probably the only trial that will come to a verdict before the election. The other three cases are likely not to come to an election because of the shenanigans going on in Fulton County and because of the legal issues in the other cases. So this may be the only case. It's the weakest case. You know, the folks who wanted to really get Trump did not want this case to come first. They wanted it to come last because they knew it was the weakest case. But the calendar situation resulted in this being the first case. Mm. Look, we could all be surprised, too. And you could get a bunch of decent jurors who will acquit him or at least have a hung jury. That's not beyond the realm of possibility, even in New York. That will depend on today. That will depend on what kind of questions the judge allows the defense attorney to ask the jurors and whether he allows follow-up. So, for example, there's a dumb question on the questionnaire. Basically, do you have such strong, terrible views of Trump that it will affect your ability to grant a fair trial? Everybody's going to say no to that. Then you can have a follow-up question,
right,
and you can find out precisely what you have said about Trump in the past. To friends, people will lie about that as well. But it's harder to lie about things you did than do you have the ability to render a fair trial. Everybody will say, of course they do, even if they hate Donald Trump.
Does the prosecution and defense have the opportunity to interview these potential jurors?
Yes. It's supposed to be an equal opportunity, and they can also engage in what's called peremptory challenges, that is, challenges without any reason. But they can't do it on racial or gender or religious grounds. They have to do it on kind of legal grounds or, you know, moral grounds or factual grounds. But they, in theory, have an equal opportunity to question. Whether the judge treats them equally, that's the hard question. We'll see. Well, we won't see. That's the point.
Well, we won't see.
We won't see it. We'll have to rate. We'll have to trust the New York Times and CNN to tell us how fair this was. If you listen to other channels, maybe you'll get a better sense of what actually is going on in the courtroom. But why are we being deprived of that right? We can see our Congress in action. More and more we hear the Supreme Court arguments. Why can't we get inside this courtroom?
Great question. I got to tell you, that's the question of the day, and that's why Alan Dershowitz is so great and such an amazing attorney. You got about 2.5 minutes to go. We all saw what happened on Saturday night in Israel. You're not going to like this, but I think Joe Biden and America was part of the coordination. I think they knew it. They knew what was going on. And thank God, because they knew about everything, they shot about 99% of these things out of the sky.
I think you're right, by the way.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
I think there was coordination. And I think right now, this is a perfect opportunity. As a matter of law, Israel has the right to go in and destroy the nuclear program in Iran. They have the right to try to bring about regime change. And unless and until regime change is brought about in Iran, this is going to happen again and again and again. It's coming to a theater near you. The only way to make peace in the Middle East, and let me tell you, if Israel, with the help of the United States, but even if they did it alone, if Israel were to bring about regime change, 70% of the Iranians would favor it. All of the Arab nations, the surrounding nations, the Sunni nations would support it. It would be great for peace in the Middle East. But I don't think the Biden administration has the guts to go in and do what it has to do, and that is bring about regime change in Iran. I had dinner the other night with the Shah's son, the crown prince, and he tells me, and he knows, that more than 70% of the Iranians would like to see this regime overthrown. So there's no case for maintaining the status quo when the status quo is exportation of terrorism around the world. We can stop that. You know, we failed in 1934 and 35. Britain and France could have destroyed the Nazi regime. Even Goebbels said that in his memoir. But we failed to do it. 50 million people died as a result. This is the moment to go in there and destroy this regime and destroy its nuclear capacity. If we miss this moment, there will be grave responsibility on whoever could have made the decision to go in and destroy Iran. And we should do it. And I hope we will, but I don't think we will.
Agreed. We should go into Iran and we should go into Rafah tomorrow and take out the rest of Hamas. But the president,
we wouldn't even have to worry about Rafah.
Right. But the president,
I
got it. But it took the president, Alan, 5 minutes, not 5 hours, not 5 days to tell Bibi, you did good. You got to win. You're done. We're not going
to
back you if you do go into Iran.
And to leak what he said to the press to put pressure on Bibi and the War Cabinet, which is meeting right now. I hope the War Cabinet has the ability and the power to disregard Biden on this one and to go in and do what has to be done.
Me too. Me
but
too.
Without the help of the United States, it will be difficult because Iran has buried its nuclear facilities 80 meters in the ground, and it needs bunker-busting bombs. And the United States, by the way, under the Trump administration and the Biden administration, they have refused to provide Israel with the bunker-busting bombs. So if you know Donald Trump, tell him, if he becomes president, bunker-busting bombs for Israel to allow them to destroy the underground nuclear facilities. That's an area that the United States, both administrations, have failed on.
Agreed. I will tell him that. In the final 60 seconds, your friend David Friedman is coming up next.
Oh, he's great. He's fantastic.
The best. He's coming on for a second time in about a month. But O.J. Simpson, there seems to be a battle now over to who gets his estate. Does that not automatically go to Fred Goldman?
It should. Look, Fred, I like Fred Goldman. He doesn't like me, but I like him. I like the Goldman family. I think they stood up for the memory of their horribly murdered son. I think they ought to get the money. I completely agree with you.
All right, there it is. What an amazing appearance. Alan, you just did Donald Trump's court trial today. You did Israel, and you did O.J. Simpson all in a matter of about 15 minutes. That's why you're a genius, and I love you. Thank you so much.
You're the one who did it. You asked me all the right questions. It's easy to answer your question.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Really great job. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sure. My pleasure. Thank
all
you.
All right. That's my friend Alan Dershowitz. They don't come any better. They really don't.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.